We're sort of kept you waiting. Now the time has come, and so we would like to begin the Trend Micro Fiscal 2009 fourth quarter results. First of all, there's the materials that have not yet been handed out for the presentations of Eva and Omikawa, but this will be uploaded in the website later, so please refer to that. Now we would like to hear from our CFO, Mahendra Negi, who will be talking about the fiscal 2009 fourth quarter results as well as full year results, and it will be followed by explanation by our CEO, Eva Chen, and by Mr. Omikawa. My name is Negi. Now, in regard to the presentation, first of all, we'd like to talk about the numbers for the fourth quarter, and then after that, talk about the full fiscal year. First of all, for the results of the fourth quarter, net sales was up 1% by 24 billion, and the 2% increase in operating income to 7.4 billion. So net sales has gone down slightly compared to the outlook, and operating income is slightly higher, so that up until now, there has not been that great a difference. And if we look at net income, it's minus 26%. This is considerably below the projections, but later on, an explanation will be made about this. There is the aspect of the temporary payments in taxes that had to be made. As for bookings, it's plus 25%, quite an astonishing number. But in fact, there was the foreign exchange impact. If we exclude that, it would be minus 1%. And net sales without the impact of currency exchange rates would be a plus 1%. Next is the dollar-denominated numbers. And this is for comparison with our competitors that we're showing for reference. It's an 8% increase, 271 billion. And for operating income, 9% increase, 83 billion. Symantec is 3% increase, and McAfee is 24% increase. But in the case of McAfee, there was the effects of the acquisition and so on. And in the SEC filing, this will be disclosed by them. But currently, our anticipation is that excluding that, it would be a single-digit growth that they had. So the conclusion is that it is not that greatly different. For the industry as a whole, it's a single-digit growth that we see generally, we believe. And next is the net sales. It's 360 million, and this is because of the situation in Europe and also the consumer market in North America. It was below our projections in the fourth quarter. There was below our projections by 640 million. There are two reasons: the HR expenses and the sales and marketing costs. Now, there is the software aspects in-house usage, and there was also the tax audit, and there was a point raised that part of our development expenses and our in-house software development should be capitalized. And so our tax burden increased, and also this reduced costs, but this is a temporary effect. And if we look by region, this is in yen-denominated numbers. It looks like Europe is growing, but there is the foreign exchange rate impact, and if that's excluded, it would be plus 3%. And there's no particular thing to comment about here. And net sales by segment: consumer 1%, enterprise 1%. Up until this, for 2009, we had seen up until 2009 higher increases in the consumer area. It was around 1% for the enterprise. But in the fourth quarter, the consumer numbers did not grow that much. Now, when we look at the sales by region, there has been no major change here. And the number of bookings, it's plus 40%, plus 32% are the numbers for North America and Europe. And we're looking at the local currency bookings, and we'll see that it's minus 10% in North America and minus 3% in Europe. And I'll be explaining about the other factors later on. As for deferred revenue, we see increase here. As already mentioned, if we look at this on a yen-denominated basis, then it may seem that there is considerable growth, but there is the foreign exchange impact that is quite large here. And if we look at this deferred revenue by region, and you can see the outstanding amount. There's nothing that needs commenting here. And then, as for the costs, as indicated here, for sales marketing, the very top area, this is the largest segment. And in the presentation by Eva Chang, this will be touched upon, but in regard to this, for new products and new services, there are costs incurred for greater penetration, and so therefore, we will continue to emphasize our efforts here. As for other costs, there has not been that great a difference. And in regard to how we sell from here onwards, we would like to focus our efforts in this area.
And you can see the booking and total costs on the next slide. Moving on to cash flow, negative 22%. Similar to the booking situation, it is a negative number, but for cash flow and booking, both are affected by multiple-year contract, as you can see on the next slide. So multiple-year contract was less in this quarter. It's not that there is a problem on the Trend Micro side, but multiple-year contract seems to be happening less frequently. So moving on to Q4 highlights and lowlights. First of all, we have new technology, virtualization, and a cloud type or hosted type business. And these new technologies are steadily helping us acquiring new customers. Because of the environment, there's very strong price competition, but our margin is kept at around 30%. We believe this was one of the highlights. Moving on to the lowlights. As I have mentioned earlier, end-of-the-year revenue was weaker than expected. For example, in Europe, there were major deals that we expected to close that we could not. And also in North America, consumer business could have been stronger, but it was not. So North American consumer business was weaker than expected. And I have talked about the multiple-year deals. And in our case, the renewal rate is very high. With multiple-year deals, we do give you discounts. So whether or not this is a good idea is still to be discussed. But looking at bookings and cash flow, these two numbers do look smaller when we have a less number of multi-year deals. This slide shows the headcount. Not a major difference, only 85, partly because of new technology, cloud type, product development, as Eva will mention later on, and new customer acquisition. Actually, customer acquisition is increasing, although the unit price is decreasing, so overall, the sales value is not changing that much. I don't have anything to comment about the non-operating items. Moving on to the income tax, this was one of the special factors, temporary factors. development cost should be capitalized, and systems used internally should also be capitalized. There was a long-going discussion about this, and finally the discussion was resolved, and we had to make additional tax payment related to past earnings. Stock option expenses. We were using the same accounting rules for Japan and overseas, or the United States, and we were building up deferred tax assets. But the auditing firm pointed out that we should apply a different rule to the United States. And so we have the reversal of deferred tax assets relating to overseas stock options. These are both temporary factors. So once capitalization happens, then the expenses will come back in the following years. So we had to pay the tax for the following years. So if you look at this as the overall picture, there was no major impact on the company. Balance sheet items, no special comment. Liquidity level is kept high. CDO, we are showing you the same numbers every time, and there's no additional comment to make this time round. But latent profit is about 600 million. Some of them have already come off the list, and we do not expect any problems going forward. Now, this is a full year. Nothing new, just the total number of the four or quarters, negative 5% in terms of net sales, and also income. Dividend would be an item of interest. So 91 yen is going to be proposed to the shareholders meeting. This is basically negative of 6% compared to the previous year. Without the exchange effect, the net sales is growing by 3%. This slide shows the net sales by region. No special comments on these slides. And this slide is explaining the cost growth. If you do an year-on-year comparison, you can see that this is actually minus 5% because of appreciation of yen. So this is the exchange rate effect, as well as cost control efforts to maintain the operating income. But this year, we would like to be more aggressive with sales and marketing. But also, we expect the sales, net sales, to grow in line. Payout ratio is set at 60%. But this is inclusive of the stock option expenses. So according to this, it's 91 yen. Looking at net income, this is more than 60%. Some people may argue it should be 70%. But as I explained before, can we pay 70% of the consolidated income? We need to be watchful over this point. Between the parent company and the subsidiary, IP and development cost has to be allocated properly, as was indicated in the news release. So we made some adjustments. And ultimately, we need to calculate how much profit we can generate for the Japanese entity and whether or not we would be able to pay out more than 60%. So this is a total amount. This year, our stock buyback scale is smaller than the previous year because we have less room to play because of the reserves. This is the expectation for the first quarter. In North America, low single-digit positive growth. Japan is flat. Europe is a low single-digit negative growth. Stock option expense is 600 million. And 90 yen to a dollar, 125 yen to a euro. And for 2010, the performance expectation is 23 billion for net sales. And the income level is expected to come down. Similar to last year, in the first quarter, we have to continue some of the expense items from the previous year. And the sales growth has to be as high as 5 to 7% to accommodate those expenses. There was a slight increase in both sales and income in the most recent quarter, so we will try to do the same in 2010, so that for the full year, we want to increase the net sales and also slightly increase the income as well. That's all from me. And if necessary, I would like to add some more explanation later on. Thank you very much for your kind attention.